What would you carry food in to the pigs?
A bucket.
All right. Would you ever call a slop bucket? Ever heard that?
Oh, way back is, we used to have a little chicken coop in the back.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and we used to call it, had something called a slop jaw. It was a bucket, but they called it a slop jaw.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's interesting. But it was actually a bucket.
It was a bucket.
And you fed the chickens out
of
it? Okay, what do you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Okay, what's it made out of?
Well, ours are made out of, I guess it would be called cast iron.
They're real heavy?
Right.
What do you call a little thing that you heat up water in to make tea? A tea?
Kettle.
Okay. What do you call the thing, if you go out to the garden and cut some flowers, what do you call the thing that you put them in, inside?
A vase.
Okay. Now how about if you were growing flowers inside?
A pot.
All right. What are the things that, when you're setting a table, you set them around the plate, the way you eat with?
Turn the fork, spoon, knife.
No, always, yeah. Okay. If dishes are all dirty, your mother might say, it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes, so I have to...
wash the dishes.
Okay. After she washes the dishes, then she...
rinse them, then dry them.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or rag you use to wash dishes with?
Dish rag.
All right. How about the one you dry them with?
Dish cloth.
Okay. How about the small thing you wash your face with?
Face rag. Face cloth.
All right. Are they the same thing?
Yeah.
And after you take a bath, what do you dry yourself with?
Towel.
Okay. What do you call a thing that you don't see these much anymore, but people used to buy flour in them. You have to roll them. They're big and sort of round.
Rolling paper?
No, they were containers.
Oh,
they had flour in them.
You mean a sack? Or a barrel? Yeah.
What?
Barrel.
Yeah, that. Okay.
It's been a long time since I've seen a flour barrel.
I know. This is old fashioned. All right, what do you call the little thing you use? Say you had two bottles. And one has a wide mouth and one has a very narrow one. And you want to pour something from the wide one into the narrow one. What would you use in between them?
A funnel.
If you had some horses and a buggy, what would you use like this?
A whip.
I'm sorry?
A whip.
Okay. If you bought fruit at a store, the grocer might put it in a...
basket. Oh, at a store?
Yeah, at a store.
Plastic bag.
Or a... whatever kind of bag.
Paper bag.
Okay. What do you call a kind of bag that potatoes are shipped in?
Well, most of them now are shipped in plastic bags.
Oh, well,
you want to croak a sack?
Yeah, that's the one. Or any other name for it?
Burnout sack.
Okay. When an electric lamp burns out, you have to put in a new...
bulb.
What kind?
Bulb. Light bulb.
Yeah. Alright. What do you turn on at the kitchen sink to make water?
Faucet.
You might say, it was so cold last night that our water pipes...
froze over.
And then...
bust.
Okay. If you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would...
bust.
All right. Some people, when they have parties, they buy a whole lot of draft beer at once in a...
can.
Uh-huh. What do you call the things that go around the outside of a barrel to hold the wood in place?
A rail?
Well, I think there's two or three of these.
All of them are rails.
Oh, they are? Okay.
To me?
There's another word for them.